It's Wednesday, May 15th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A driver died in a crash near Trade Lake on Monday night. The Rusk County Sheriff's Office asks for the public's help in locating a man missing from the Chetek area. State Senate Republicans voted to override 9 vetoes from the governor. And Green Bay counts down to hosting the 2025 NFL Draft. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A driver died late Monday evening in a crash on Highway 48 north of Trade Lake. Burnett County Sheriff Tracy Finch said it happened just before 11:30 p.m. Monday and involved a single vehicle rolling several times. The driver was ejected and trapped under the vehicle, which was in 2 feet of water. The driver was pronounced deceased at the scene. No name has been released. Finch said the crash was under investigation. A Chetek area man is missing, and his family and Rusk County Sheriff's Office are asking for the public's help in locating him. 61-year-old Scott Link of Rusk Township was reported missing on Monday. Anyone with information on his whereabouts should contact the Rusk County Sheriff's Office at 715-532-2200. The Republican-controlled Wisconsin Senate has voted to override 9 vetoes of Democratic Governor Tony Evers in a mostly symbolic move that comes less than 6 months before the November election. To be successful, two-thirds of both the Senate and Assembly must vote to override a veto. Republicans have a two-thirds majority in the Senate, but they are short of that in the Assembly. Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer said lawmakers were, quote, wasting time on overrides that Republicans, quote, know won't be sustained. Even though Tuesday's overrides appear ultimately to be doomed, the votes give Republicans fodder for the campaign trail to use against Democrats. State Senate Republicans' veto overrides were blasted by Democrats in a post-session press conference on Tuesday. Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein wanted the chamber to take up bills passed by the Assembly.
They should have let us vote on them. There are so many things that passed the Assembly that the Senate Republicans refused to hear, refused to debate, and obviously today refused to have a vote on anything. This is a shameful day for the state of Wisconsin, and I'm incredibly saddened by it.
Republicans criticized Evers for the vetoes, particularly on bills to allocate $125 million in PFAS remediation and to release $15 million for health care services in Eau Claire and Chippewa counties. The state assembly is unlikely to follow suit on the overrides because Republicans in that chamber lack the necessary two-thirds majority. Next week, sections of Main Street and downtown Rice Lake will be closed to replace decorative lighting. Closures are planned for Monday, May 20th from Messenger to Eau Claire Streets and Tuesday, May 21st from Newton to Marshall Streets. The full-day closures may be pushed back to later in the week if there is inclement weather next Monday or Tuesday. Crews will be replacing catenary lights that hang above the street intersections. The 2025 NFL Draft is coming to Green Bay. Tuesday in Milwaukee, a ceremonial football from this year's host city of Detroit was handed off to begin the countdown, NFL Executive Vice President Jeff Miller.
We had 775,000 people show up for a three-day draft, and I am sure the Packers fans in Wisconsin will take that as a bit of a test to see whether or not we can grow the draft yet further and raise the bar higher.
Governor Tony Evers was on hand to accept the football, which was handed off by Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and delivered by the Lake Express Ferry before being taken to Green Bay. And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.